What is it with these close games? This one, you know, this is a big win for you guys in a lot of ways because you guys have been 1-5 in your last six games, have lost those close ones, won one close one along the way. You find a way to win one on the road when things just weren't going your way there. It's a big win for you guys.
I mean, anytime you escape with a road game right there, you know, it's a big win. But it was ugly out there, you know. But, you know, I think they probably executed their game plan about as well as they wanted to as far as what they did and how they made us guard them. And, you know, taking a minute and a half seemed like forever, you know, off the clock running their offense. And, you know, defensively kind of packing in the 3-2. And, you know, when a team goes 3-2 on us, we just have to have guys that want the ball more and, you know, be willing to fight for those spots that they wanted at and then be aggressive. You know, to start off the game, you know, Kyle was being aggressive, but we had guys just bobbling balls on catches. I think we had close to, you know, 10 offensive rebounds in the first half. And the sad thing is we only had 15 points or whatever it was. So, I mean, that's not very good right there as far as, you know, guys catching it, you know, getting an offensive rebound and being strong and going back up. You know, we've got to have guys that want that. And for the better part of the season right now, we're kind of struggling to find that person.
And it was a good start by you guys. In a way, you got the first 6 points of the game. Kyle Keir had four of those first 6 points there. Couldn't quite convert the end one, but it was good. Kind of a rebounding machine for you guys in the first quarter, and it was just tough that you guys couldn't convert a lot of those rebounds into points. But then it seemed like they were very concentrated on Bo, and Bo finally got some shots to go along the way as well, and it was a hard-earned 10 points tonight for him.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, at the same time, I think in the second half, you know, he had 8 of those 10, and it was just mm-hmm. because he was more aggressive, you know, in transition, getting to the rim. And he wasn't settling for the jump shot. You know, I think it's really easy for guys to get caught up playing against a 3-2 zone and shooting too many outside jumpers, you know, because they're there. But, I mean, that's why they're giving it to you. It's for a reason. And, you know, I thought they did a great job of packing it in and kind of yucking it up as far as, you know, making the game look the way that it did. But, you know, he's got to be more aggressive. He can't have spurts, you know, in times where he just goes away and we don't know what's going on with him. He's got to be a focal point for our offense, and we kind of feed off of him. So whether he's making a play for somebody else or himself, you know, he's got to be definitely more engaged. And I don't think we came in, you know, ready. I thought we were, you know, and we had a good, you know, practice yesterday, and you know, we kind of learned from some film, but, you know, we came out, and for whatever reason it was, like I said, we're kind of losing balls off the tips of our fingers and not being strong. So, you know, hopefully you learn from those things.
Well, guys had 7 points again from Marshall Froh, and he just continues to be a steady hand off the bench with his offense. And I know it was just 7 points, but in a game like that, 7 points is a lot. And how about Jess Stroman? Hadn't attempted a shot all game. Calmly sinks the first free throw. Lakin tries to ice the shooter. He hits the second free throw in a pretty pressure situation.
Yeah, he does. You know, it's funny. You know, we shoot free throws all the time at practice, and it's just one of those things. You talk about muscle memory and you know, doing things the right way. And so in those situations, you know, your adrenaline and your heart racing doesn't really affect you as much, you know, when you have put in the time at the free throw line. But, you know, can't say enough about, you know, Jesse sat there on the bench for quite some time. And then, you know, to come in and be put in a situation like he was, you know, he definitely hit two critical free throws for us. And, you know, very proud of him for stepping up with the mental toughness and, you know, to knock those down.
I thought your defense for the most part tonight was pretty solid here, and it showed really in the fourth quarter when Lakin was maybe getting a lot of those runners, those line drive runners in the first half, and they weren't getting those in the second half. And I thought you guys had good help defense, especially on that last possession as well.
Well, yeah, you know, but stopping their dribble drive to, you know, kind of eliminate those kick-out threes, you know, was something we knew we were going to have to do a better job of, you know, keeping the ball in front of us. And you know, their guards did a great job of, you know, getting into the paint and not forcing the issue early. They found shooters. I think that first half they hit 3-4 threes, something like that. And I thought they did a great job as far as, you know, not getting rushed and not letting our pressure get to them. So, you know, give them a ton of credit. But, you know, defensively, I mean, the game's in the 30s, so obviously you could say both defenses were pretty good. But you know, with that few of possessions, you know, defensively, we guarded pretty well, you know, but we did lose some shooters at times, and they made us pay for it.
Well, you have a couple games to prepare for Goodland on Friday night. It's a road trip to Goodland, and their team around 500, just like you guys are at 7-6 there. I think they're around 5-6, 5-7 on the year, and it's going to be a tough battle up there. They're not a bad team, and they got a road win a couple weeks ago at Ulysses.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, they got a new coach, and they're playing hard. They're getting after it, you know, mostly man, a little 1-3-1 is what it looks like. So, you know, we'll take a look at them, but yeah, it's going to be a battle. The Archer kid is a great athlete, you know, 6'4", 6'5 kid, you know, extremely versatile. And then they got a little size, you know, they've got a 6'9 kid, and I think there's a guard up there that's shooting the ball pretty well for him. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready. We got to execute offensively better than we did. But, you know, also, you know, we'll face a different defense. So we got to be ready for him, and we got to be more prepared.
Well, it's Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. The Beavers squeak one out here on the road at Hunted Lake in 34-33. Coach, thank you for the time again tonight. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, thanks.